I was in here from the room, and I'll die in here.
Seven, seven. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday Night Trivia with your host, our Colonel Kimberly Purvis. Make sure you check out our national Facebook page if you haven't done so already by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defender 7. We have a website. Type in all lowercase letters, www.defenders7.org. .com, I'm sorry, not org. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 1% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community. Now, for all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call and participate. And that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. And without further ado, allow me to bring in and introduce to you our Colonel Kimberly Purvis and also Major Ass Pain Lorna Munson.
I'm good at it.
I know it's not hard, huh?
Nope, it just comes naturally.
You know what else comes naturally?
Huh.
For some people? Being fucking petty.
Being what?
Guess what? Petty. P-E-T-T-Y.
Oh.
Petty. And
yeah.
Let me
Lorna.
Tell you something. My petty game has just stepped up a whole new level. Because, let me people think that, you know, they can talk to you however they want and get away with it, you know? Especially when they get a new job. Bob, you know I'm going to. Just get hired as the ADON, and for all you non-medical people, it's Assistant Director of Nursing. Well, see, LPNs can't be DON. They just can't. The only time they can is if you're the director of an assisted living, and that's it, because you don't do any medical care at all. So that's where this chick has her 8 years of nursing is in an assisted living, which means she ain't got jack and shit. So she's actually learning how to do nursing nurse, right? So we were discussing some of the things that we both didn't agree with on, like, you know when someone asks you, when they ask you on a scale of 1 to 10, right, your pain level, 0 being none, 10 being extreme, right? Well, we've had this ongoing discussion about appetite, 0 being no appetite, 10 being you're, you know, ravenous, you're always hungry, this, that, and the other. Well, should we go through all this little bullshit pain stuff, right? Well, anyway, she returns 3 of my charts. with some petty bullshit on there. I forgot to write the time out or whatever, some stupid shit. And then she proceeds to tell me, she goes, well, now that we got that out of the way, I hope I don't have to have this conversation with you again on missing stuff in the notes. Okay. So, what do you think I've done all day today? Every fucking nursing note I have turned in today, I left out the COVID screen on every single one. Now, yes, that's petty. But I am doing it deliberately to piss her off. I'm actually, yes, I'm antagonizing. I am. But don't tell me how to do my damn job over some bullshit stuff when I see 8 to 10 people a day and do about 150 miles a day. I don't want to hear that shit. You know, it's like, because from your phone to the tablet, you can't do everything on the phone if you can on the tablet. And my tablet don't work for shit anyway. It never works. So shoot me. I forgot a freaking time. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's in the note, Marius. So anyway, yes, I am the queen of fucking petty. So she's going to have to return 16 charts. All with the same problem. And yes, I could have done it, but I'm not going to. Because I just want to irritate the shit out of her. So, anyway, with all of that shit being said, how's everybody doing?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So,
I'm getting scolded right now because I left Ralph in the house while I came to get something out of the camper. He's at the door waiting for me. He's giving me the stink eye.
yesterday, I think it was yesterday, I was in my bedroom. I was trying to finish up unpacking the rest of our shit, my shit, right? Packed in the kitchen. And all of a sudden, these two freaking retards go at it. I mean, they were, I thought they were killing each other. Knocked over my lamp, broke my lamp, broke my Xbox, knocked shit all over the floor, and over a freaking bone. And there's two identical bones in the house. And they fight over one of them. They got chew toys all over the place. And these two jackasses freaking fight over a bone. Well, needless to say, when they get into that, sometimes they've got into it once before. We just let them duke it out, you know, they'll stop. But once they start bleeding, yeah, then you got to stop it. You know? So, I guess he got one of his paws, got the top of her head. So she's got a huge scratch on the top of her head. She got one on the top of her nose and the side of her lip that he got a hold of her lip. And then there's the stupidest thing. We separate them. I threw her in my room and Pat checked him. I checked her. And they go outside. I kid you not even 5 minutes later. Not even 5 minutes. And he's licking her face. Like, what the hell? I'm telling you. I'm just kidding. I don't know why they are the way they are. But, yeah. And most of the time they don't do it. They don't fight while we're not home. Because I check the cameras frequently. You know? So anyway, we'll start with, this says the top survival 100 questions, but there's not 100. There's only 58 or 57. And I don't know why it's called survival, because this has nothing to do with survival. None of these questions. They're basically history, and they're all true, false questions. So you get a pity, pity chance of getting it right or wrong. So, anywho, the world's shortest war was 38 minutes long. True or false?
True. True.
She got it right. You know why? Because she remembered from the...
Yep, I remember that one.
was canned food introduced during the Neapolitan era?
False.
Both. No. It was. It was. It's not both. But they actually had canned food back in the Neapolitan era. I find that unusual. The study of plants is known as botany.
Yes, true.
True. I was going to go to school to be a botanist. I don't know what happened. I did not know this. Okay, so there's a total of over 330 different dog breeds in the world.
I just seen that somewhere, yeah.
There is. I had no idea.
Yeah.
New Zealand is located approximately 621 miles southeast of Australia.
Oh, dear God.
okay,
yeah.
Do you know where
true.
New Zealand is? Do you know what?
Yeah.
Do you know
it's
where
in
you,
the...
You do?
It's somewhere the, out there you know, on the earth.
It is false. It is not.
Oh.
New Zealand
I don't have my cheat
right
sheet by me.
You, oh, that's right. No, New Zealand is right under Australia.
Oh.
It's probably not even 100 miles. Like, Cuba's only 90 miles off the coast of Florida. Did you know that? 90 miles. That's it. Cuba.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's probably like 100 miles or less away from Australia.
I hope Bobby is learning something with all this because he's not participating.
Oh, bite me.
Okay, this one, I'm really trying on this one. You have never seen your face.
False?
Never seen what?
Your
face.
True.
It's true.
That's a
tricky one. Do you know what else you've never seen? Your back.
Well, that's
a
given.
Just because you see it, but in the mirror, yes, you see your face in the mirror. But you can't see your actual face. You can't.
No.
A cat's sense of taste is more developed than that of a human.
The what?
A cat. Their sense of taste is more developed than a human.
Yes.
Than a human taste?
Yeah.
No.
No.
So our,
really?
Ours is more developed. Oh, my God. These are what they're doing. Is it illegal to own only one guinea pig in Switzerland?
Own only one guinea pig?
Guinea pig. Yeah, to own only one guinea pig.
Well, that one's so stupid that it's got to be true.
It is true. You have to have two or more guinea pigs. That is some of the dumbest. That's like some of the, there is a law in North Carolina that says you cannot harpoon whales from your vehicle. It's still on record.
It's a law in Wisconsin that you can't have a snowball fight.
So could Arab women in the 16th century divorce their husband if their husband does not pour coffee? Wow. These are petty things.
That's another one that's so stupid it's got to be true.
Oh, it is. What a reason to get a divorce. He didn't pour my coffee. Do cats have a different number of toes for its front and hind legs?
What?
Cats, do they have a different number of toes for the front and back legs?
No.
Do you know how we have five fingers and five toes? They do. They have a different number of toes. Now I gotta go find a cat and go look at them.
I know.
I have no idea about this. I've never seen one. Will a shining red light on a yellow oriental melon make it seem red? Huh.
Yes. True.
Sure. It is. I don't know what an oriental melon is, but okay. I'll bite. Has gold been discovered on every continent on Earth?
What?
There's seven. Has gold been discovered on every continent on Earth? Seven continents.
I'm going to say
has
false.
Has it been discovered?
No.
True.
It oh, has. Really?
I didn't know that. I did not know that. What? Okay. I'm gonna skip this next one because it doesn't make any sense. Was the biggest enemy of ancient primitive men the dinosaur?
Repeat.
Was the biggest enemy of ancient primitive men the dinosaur?
Yes, true.
No, it wasn't. Probably each other. It doesn't give an answer.
Oh.
I mean, other than the true or false. Glasgow is the capital of Scotland.
Say that again.
Glasgow, however you want to pronounce it. Sorry for my friends in Scotland. Glasgow is the capital of Scotland.
Oh, that I have no idea. Bobby, you're up. Free beer.
No.
No, it's not. It's Edinburgh. But Glasgow's huge. They're both huge, but it's Edinburgh. Are all cats two-footed? Jesus.
Two-footed? No.
Yeah. Are they all two-footed? No. They don't
They're
walk.
Four-footed.
They're four-footed. Do azaleas sprout flowers before leaves?
Do azaleas do what?
Do azaleas have sprout flowers before the leaves sprout?
Yes.
They do. I love azaleas. I want to get some of those, the blood red ones. They're really pretty. I've had white ones, but they're not as pretty as the red.
You should see the orange ones.
Oh, the orange one?
Yeah, oh, God, they're just like
one.
Fluorescent orange. They're beautiful.
I've seen red, white, pink, and yellow.
And then they got
yeah,
the purple. Then you got the purple rhododendron, but it's in the azalea family.
So I love rhododendrons, too.
Yeah.
Do wild giraffes normally sleep standing up? Well, first of all, I didn't know they had tame giraffes.
True.
It is true. Giraffes sleep standing up. Was the last letter added to the English alphabet the letter Z?
True.
Some of these are in there. You think? No, it could be period. Dot. Is the U.S. the country that produces the most grain in the world? This is debatable.
I'm going to say false.
It's true, but it's debatable because I thought that not the Ukraine, but over there somewhere in one of those countries, they produce most of the world's grain. that I don't know. That's why I say it's kind of argumentative. But is the eagle the fastest bird in the world?
False.
That's right. It doesn't say which one is. I wonder if it's the albatross.
I used to know that one. I don't remember what it is.
You coming, Ralph? Come in. Sharks are mammals.
True.
Wait a minute.
True.
Yeah, I know. They're false. But wait a minute. So if they spit out babies, which would be a mammal, which makes them, never mind. You know why? Because mammals, hold on. That one, this is going to make me look something up, if you could. Oh, okay. No, they're not, because warm-blooded vertebrate animals of a class is distinguished by the possession of hair or fur, the secretion of milk by females for the nourishment of the young. So therefore, no. John F. Kennedy, Anthony Burgess, and C.S. Lewis died on the same day.
True.
Very true. I was waiting for someone to say no, but it doesn't mean it's not the same year. is the hedgehog the only mammal with pricks?
No.
No.
False.
No, because is it the porcupine?
Yeah, and so is Bobby.
As well.
So is Lorna. Yeah, there's many dicks sticking in you, sticking out of you. You look like a fucking porcupine.
Holy shit. Is Nigeria the country that produces the most number of movies?
Well, I think you gave that one away, so I'm going to have to say true.
Yeah, but it could have been false. I didn't know they made that many movies. I really didn't. I thought we made the most. Is the depth of the ocean greater than the height of the Himalayas?
Oh.
Yes.
Very true. But is it all of the oceans or the Laurentian Abyss?
You know what I'm saying?
The Laurentian Abyss is the deepest. Is the deepest water in the world, but so would they be considered that or all of the different oceans? In ancient Rome, the weight of all termites on Earth is heavier than the weight of all humans.
True.
You know what was scary? Is that is true. But that there are that many termites on Earth.
I know.
8 billion people. That's like what weight was heavier, a pound of bricks or a pound of feathers?
What? Was that a question?
No, yeah, it was a question. What weighs more, a pound of bricks or a pound of feathers?
A pound of bricks or a pound of what?
Feathers.
Feathers?
Yeah.
I'm going to say bricks.
It's the same thing, but both a pound.
Oh, duh.
Here's the difference. There'd be an ass load more of feathers than there would be the pound of bricks. In ancient Rome, dinner purged food during meals. In her room is called the vomitorium.
True.
Oh my. No, there's no such thing as a vomitorium. That sounds nasty, by the way.
Yeah.
Are giant pandas bears?
No. False.
Yes, they are bears. What are they called? hand up fair. Okay, you want a dad joke? Actually, it's not a dad joke.
I thought that was going to be a trick question because that one was kind of dumb.
Okay, here's a three-year-old question. How come bears don't wear socks?
How come bears don't wear socks?
Yeah, so it's a three-year-old question. Okay, I got it. Yeah,
because they like to go barefooting.
Because they have bare feet.
Oh, I was close.
You were close. Yes, that came out of the mouth of a three-year-old. So,
oh, shit.
Oh, it's kind of like when is a potato not Irish?
When is a potato
when
is
French
what? Fries. When is a potato not Irish? When they're French
when it becomes
fries.
French fries.
I saw that on a restaurant on a sign. I just had to do it. The longest country in the world is Chile.
Hold on a minute, I gotta wind the clock up before I get in trouble. I almost let it stop and I would have got killed.
Any guess?
What's that?
Is the longest country in the world Chile?
Chile?
Yeah, Chile.
No.
Is the longest country in the world? No.
I'm going to have to say false.
The Atlantic Ocean is the biggest ocean on Earth.
True.
False.
False.
Ah.
I have no idea what that is. Do left-handed Indians eat with the left hand?
True.
I don't even know
where
they got this question. No.
True.
No, they don't. I don't know how they know. So.
Oh,
yeah,
they don't. You know why? Because they wipe with their left.
Oh, that makes sense. But wash your hands. I mean, come on.
That's why when they commit a crime such as stealing, they cut the left hand off and they die of starvation.
Because
you don't wipe the hand.
Cold water. Does cold water freeze faster than hot water?
False.
Yes.
But hot water freezes faster. You know, I thought people were stupid, but I've actually tried that. Hot water freezes faster. So now you get to go home and try it, guys.
Well, that's why when it's like super cold up north, and it gets to a certain temperature, and you boil up some water, and you toss it up in the air, and it falls down in crystals.
Yeah, I see. That's pretty cool. I think they catch it on camera is pretty cool, too. Okay, now, do dogs have a better sense of balance than cats?
No.
False.
Damn straight they don't. Them fuckers have the worst balance. Especially if you have hardwood floors and them little bastards go running through your house and it's the funniest damn thing in the world.
What's really funny is one of my brother's teacup poodles is scared to death to walk on the hardwood floor in the living room. It has to get a run for it and you got to encourage it and tell him that he can do it.
This one's nasty. The average person will shed 10 pounds of skin during their lifetime.
I thought that was more than that.
No, it's false. It's kind of nasty.
I thought it was way more than that.
I don't know where they got some of these questions. There's approximately 150 active volcanoes in Indonesia.
True.
That is absolutely true. Is there an emergency? Oh wow, I misread that. Is there an emergency number to report spies in Korea?
False.
That's true. So we have 911 for emergencies. They must have whatever 11 for, you know, spies. What the hell?
I don't remember where I was, but I think it was in Jamaica. Their emergency number was 119.
Does the world consume close to 2.25 million cups of coffee a day?
I think that's false. It's got to be more.
It's false, but it doesn't say how many. You know what? Let's find out. I don't like this one because it doesn't give you the, it's just a true and false. So how many cups of coffee? Not cod. The world drink a day. Yes, I have to read a sentence out loud. Holy shit. Wow. We were like, that's dead off. Do you know how many cups of coffee the world drinks?
That's got to be in the trillions.
A big guess.
That's got to be in the trillions.
No, not quite that high. Not quite that high.
Billions.
Yeah. It's in the billions. Approximately 90% of the world food production and is consumed primarily in industrialized economies in Western and developing countries. Like South America, worldwide rely on coffee for a living as small producers. 250 billion cups of coffee are drank each day.
Wow.
That's a lot of damn coffee. That's a lot of coffee. Can trees live forever?
False.
Yep. Is a cup of morning coffee better at keeping you awake than an apple?
False.
I call bullshit. Because if I don't have coffee, I'm killing someone. and I don't eat apples much, but I guess it's got to be the vitamins or whatever's in the apple.
I think that's true with any kind of fruit. I think that's true with any kind of fruit.
It's got to be the sugar.
Yeah.
Do fish not pee?
True.
Stupid question. False. Wow. Okay, are there 52 states in America?
True.
No, there's 50 states, 52 cards in debt. Okay, according to Obama, there's 57 states.
I get that mixed up all the time. I always get that mixed up.
There's 50 states and 52 cards in a deck of cards. But according to Obama, we have 57 states.
57?
Yeah, that's what he said. I've been to all 57 states. It's a good to eat, pal. Didn't know we had 57. I did not. do flamingos turn pink from eating shrimp?
False.
True. That's why.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be turning pink from eating shrimp.
You would have to probably eat it by the pound every day. Yeah. But did you know that your skin will turn blue if you eat too many damn blueberries?
Oh, yep. Really?
Yeah, we had a blueberry eating contest when we were kids growing up. And my cousin's skin had a had a tint of blue to it because of the antioxidants and the blue. Yeah, he actually turned blue. Not like blue as a blueberry, but he had his skin had a shade of almost like if he was cyanotic, like if he had no oxygen. But yeah, well, Bangladesh is an island off the coast of India.
False.
False. I have no idea where the hell it's at, but it's not.
I don't either. I had a 50-50 chance.
I think Bangladesh is in. It's not an island, so it's in. Are there more plastic flamingos in America than the real ones?
More what?
Plastic flamingos in America than the real ones.
I didn't know there was a difference.
A plastic, you know, like a lawn ornament?
Oh, plastic. I thought you said classic. I'm like, huh? There's a classic flamingo?
No.
Well, I don't know. These questions are goofy.
I know. They are goofy. And they're not survival questions. I don't even know why the guy did that. But whatever. But it's true. There's more plastic flamingos in America than there are real ones.
That I believe, yeah.
Yeah, we have so much friggin' bullshit junk, you know. Okay, so these are first aid multiple choice questions and answers, okay? How many compressions and breaths should you do for each cycle of CPR? 15 and 2, 30 and 5, 30 and 2, 15 and 5, or 30 and 15?
That's too not many numbers. I'm going to go with A.
Bobby?
C.
It's C, 30 and 2. You see, here's the thing. It was 15 and 2. Then they changed it to 30 and 2. But it used to be 15 and 2. What causes anaphylactic shock? Choking? An insect sting or spider bite, third degree burn, heart attack, or stroke. This is one of those questions where you could rule out three of the answers right away.
What was the first answer?
Choking, insect bite, third degree burn, heart attack, or stroke. Which one of those are going to cause anaphylactic shock?
Three.
A bite.
Insect bite.
Oh, really?
That's what I just said.
Yeah, did you say third degree burn? Yeah, anaphylactic shock is when something enters the body or venom or whatever, and your body's allergic to it. And anaphylactic shock is the throat swelling, the tongue swelling, you stop breathing. You know, all that cool stuff.
Gotcha.
What are the symptoms of third-degree burns? Charred skin and no pain, charred skin with pain, blisters and pain, redness and pain, or gray and pain?
Three.
Now, think of what third-degree burn is. And how deep in the skin it goes.
I think that's when they blister.
Well, that's beyond blister. It's well beyond blister. Blisters and pain is second degree burn. So what would third degree be?
The first degree burn is the mildest.
Yeah.
Correct?
Second degree is, first degree is sunburn, you know, red and you know how bad a sunburn is. Second degree is the blisters and pain. So therefore, I have just ruled out two of your answers So there's charred skin and no pain, or charred skin with pain?
Charred skin with pain, then.
Actually, no. It's charred skin with no pain because third-degree burn, it damages the nerve. And that's the only reason why you have pain. So if you have third-degree burn, that's, then they have the partial fitness and all that. But once it goes down beyond a certain level, you will have no pain. What is the first thing you should do for severe bleeding? Put the victim in the recovery position, direct pressure with clean cloth or hand or both, cover with a clean cloth, give oxygen, give him water if he's conscious, or if conscious explanation, stop the bleeding as soon as possible. Wow, that makes no fucking sense. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not E, because that's the dumbest answer on there.
Direct pressure, ASAP.
Yep, direct pressure. Unless it's over a broken bone. You don't want to put direct, you don't want to put like direct pressure on it. I mean, you have to, that's when you would put a tourniquet. You put it above, if it's on a limb. Let me rephrase that. If it's on a limb, like your arm or your leg, put a tourniquet right above it. But if you know there's a crushed bone, you can't put too much pressure because you can do more damage. Which of the first aid duties below has the highest priority for you as a cabin attendant? Reassure the passenger, arrange medical attention, or be aware of the danger.
What was the question again?
Which of the first aid duties below has the highest priority for you as a cabin attendant? I should have a passenger, is what it should say. Reassure the passenger, arrange medical attention. Oh, no. That's a flight. It's just a flight attendant. Sorry. Or beware of the danger.
One. A.
Actually, it's C. Be aware of the danger. I guess that would go, it goes right along with keep your head on a swivel and, you know your surroundings and all that. But be aware of whatever danger there is. That's kind of a dumb question the way they got it worded. What is the main purpose of the route emergency transportation technique? What the frickin' hell? Yeah, we're skipping that question because what is the main purpose of the route emergency transportation technique when providing treatment to a passenger? Okay, to relocate or move the passenger, to administer rescue breathing, to remove a blockage in the victim's airway, to remove a blockage in the victim's... they put the same answer twice. To treat the absence of victim's breathing. Okay, I'm just going to give you guys the answer. It's to relocate the passenger. That's a dumb question. What is your first action when examining the condition of a patient? Check for breathing. Check for insurance. Speak to the victim and shake his shoulder. Check for external injuries. I have to argue with this one. I don't agree with the answer. I guess we can rule out check for insurance. You all agree on that one?
I didn't hear the question. I'm in the middle.
What's your first action? What is your first action when examining the condition of a patient? Check for breathing. Check for their insurance. Speak to the victim and shake his shoulders, or check for external injuries.
Check to see if they're breathing.
You know what? No, I would have thought that, but no. The answer is speak to the victim and shake his shoulder. But I disagree with the second half of that because you should check for external injuries. You can speak, yell to the victim or whatever, like tap their shoulder, but I wouldn't shake their shoulder because what if they have a spinal injury and you're shaking the shit out of them?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So mainly what they really teach you now in CPR is a sternal rub where you take your hand, like make it like a fist, and rub their sternum right in the middle of the chest bone. So rub it to see if they'll respond to painful stimulus. I wouldn't shake their shoulders because you don't know what they did. What's the purpose of the Heimlich procedure? To remove a blockage in the victim's airway, to treat the absence of a victim's breathing, or to treat insufficient breathing?
What was the
to
question?
Remove an
what's the purpose? Heimlich
what was
maneuver?
The purpose of the Heimlich maneuver? What's the purpose of the Heimlich maneuver?
I second that with Bobby.
What'd you say?
To remove an object.
I yeah. second that.
To remove the blockage in their airway. Yeah, that's not true. I love how they, and all they did was just reword the answer. To treat the absence of victim's breathing, to treat insufficient breathing, it's all the same thing. They just reworded it. What happens with the carbonic acid dioxide, CO2, carbon produced by the human body? It remains in the body cells. It's transferred to the heart muscle. It's exhausted via blood and breathing system.
It goes to the blood.
Yes, it does. That's why you have deoxygenated blood is blue. Oxygenated blood is red. That's why when you get cut and you start to bleed, the blood turns red. What can you do to avoid that a person experiences a short period of unconsciousness or fainting? What the? Speak to the victim and administer a pain stroke. I've never heard of that. Anywho, let the victim remain in their chair. Apply fresh air. Let the victim lay down and reassure the victim. I think a 3-year-old wrote these questions or these answers. What do you do if a person passes out and faints?
What do you do if what?
If someone passes out or faints, what are you supposed to do?
Kick them in the chest.
I would. okay, I don't know what a pain stroke is, so don't try it at home. Open if you're inside the house. Open windows. Lay the victim down and reassure the victim. Well, once they wake up, but I would ventilate the room if it's inside the house. If you're outside, just get them plenty there. Hold on. Oh, there's some. I know what's wrong with these questions. They're typos. So, because I know what this is. What applies to a victim with a reduced consciousness? The victim is still able to speak. The victim's in shock. The victim does not react to speaking and shaking, and that's supposed to be shaking, but they spelt it wrong. And the victim is still alert.
What was the question? Sorry.
What applies, which one of these four answers applies to a victim who has reduced consciousness?
You slap them alongside the head.
Yeah. If they're still able to speak. Now, if you're alert, well, then you're not there's no reduced consciousness if you're alert.
Right.
Now, you could be in shock and have reduced consciousness if you're in shock. There's different types
mm-hmm.
of shock. That, therefore, that answer is null and void. How do you recognize a vein bleed? Remember, there's capillary, vein, and venous. And, or vein axis. Capillary, venous, and artery. Vein flows equally out of the wound. Blood flows equally out of the wound. Blood flows with pulses out of the wound. Blood flows slowly out of the wound. So which one of those would be a vein bleed?
I don't know that word.
Well, the capillaries are the small, tiny veins. The small, tiny veins, right? A vein is what they usually get blood from, right? When they,
mm-hmm.
when you get IV fluids and shit and blood work, that's out of your vein. And an artery is you have a brachial artery, femoral artery, you know, carotid artery. So how would the blood flow out of the vein? Think of a paper cut. And a regular, just a regular, if you were to cut your vein. How would you think the blood's going to flow?
It's going to flow fast.
Well, I think equally, yes. A venous blood flow will be equally, you know, it'll come out. Good, you know, a good bit. Arterial bleed will be every time your heart beats.
I had one of them when I only cut my thumb off.
And a capillary bleed would be like it flows slowly. It just oozes out because it's not very big. Your capillary is not very big. Okay. We'll skip that one. Okay. What of these items, there's three of them, can cause shock? A short period of unconsciousness, like fainting, a heart attack, or a feeling of nausea?
The third one.
Nausea?
Oh, is that what you said?
No. Yeah, nausea. No, a heart attack.
Okay.
Can cause shock.
Change my answer.
Now, vomiting, yes, it would be vomiting or heart attack, actually. Because when you vomit, you're purging everything from your body, so you can actually put your body in shock from that. What should you do for shock? Give them something to drink. Let them sleep, give nothing, reassure, and seek medical assistance.
I thought when they're in shock, you give them a blanket.
Well, true, but that's not one of the answers. In the medical field, there's always more than one rightest answer. And yes, rightest is a word, by the way. If they're in shock, one, you don't let them sleep. You give nothing, reassure them, and seek medical assistance. Usually the longest answer is the right answer. What do you do for a small cut? Wash with soap and water and cover with a bandage. Only cover with a bandage. Clean the wound with cotton wool. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
First one.
Yeah, clean with soap and water. If you don't, if this says sterile, but Band-Aids are not sterile.
3/4 of the time I don't do that because I usually don't, not near water when I need a Band-Aid. And sometimes I don't have Band-Aids,
yeah.
So it goes to Kleenex or duct tape and electrical tape.
That's true.
Napkin,
if you
want
to clean with cotton wool, if you want to clean that wound with cotton wool, you go right ahead. and see how much that bitch will hurt. What is included? Okay, when you look at CPR, right, what's included? Rescue breathing only, chest compressions, or rescue breathing and chest compressions?
Rescue breathing and chest compressions.
Yes, it is. Rescue breathing and chest compressions.
This is hot. Woo! I made it spicy.
Oh. What'd you do?
I made stuffed green or stuffed colored peppers.
Oh. What can cause the blood circulation to stop? A heart attack? A bleeding in the smaller vein or a head wound? Not hard.
What? Say that again?
What would cause blood circulation to stop? A
heart attack?
Yeah, because if the heart's not pumping, it ain't pumping blood. So, therefore, it's a heart attack. What do you do if someone suddenly begins to bleed severely? Tell them to lick out the blood, apply pressure to the wound, scream and run, remove the foreign
apply
object.
Apply pressure.
I swear to God.
Apply
scream
pressure.
And run.
I'm slapping you. What?
Scream and run.
That's something Weathers would do. Scream and run.
True.
First of all, don't lick a wound. You're not an animal. Okay, so, yeah, there's that. Scream and run, obviously not the obvious choice. And remove a foreign object, never remove a foreign object. Ever. If you have a penetrating wound, never, ever, ever, ever remove it. Now, here's the thing. Depending on why you're bleeding, you can't put direct pressure because what if you got impaled by a tree limb? You can't put pressure on it. All you can do is secure the object that impaled you with gauze or whatever to secure it until, you know, someone smarter than you or me can remove it. But that is true, though. Under the circumstances, if you're not impaled, you put pressure on the wound. What are the symptoms of hypothermia? Warm and sweaty, cold and sweaty, cold, tired, shivering, and acting abnormally, or just very sweaty?
Three.
That's right.
Or C or whatever.
Cold, tired, shivering, and acting abnormally. Because you will be confused if you have lack of warmth and, you know, you don't want your brain freeze. You don't want that. What is the best treatment for second-degree burn? Aloe vera lotion on it? Water or ice?
Water.
Yep, you just put water. Never put ice on a burn, ever. Or butter, or lard, or any of the good wives' tale things. Never do this. How do you check for breathing? Listen, look for a rising chest, feel with the cheek, or look, listen, and feel?
Last one.
It's a trick question. Because actually, it's all of it. What a nosebleed can be stopped by waiting, pinching briefly the nostrils, get something cold to drink, put some cotton wool up the nose. And I'm going to say why I don't agree with this one. What would this answer?
The last one.
cotton wool up your nose. See, here's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Raw Tampax there.
Yeah, which is cotton. You can do that. And they do that. But pinching briefly the nostrils, you don't pinch the nostrils anymore. You actually pinch the bridge of the nose. But you could also put ice behind behind their neck. Not behind it. That was the, never mind. Under the lip. My bad. Under the lip, you put ice. But back in the day, they used to tell you to lean back and pinch your nostrils. Now it's pinch the bridge of the nose and lean forward. And don't blow your nose either, because you'll just start hemorrhaging again. Well, that's a repeat. Okay. What is the correct procedure when treating with an AED, the defibrillator? Remove clothing. Dry the passenger's skin if they're wet. Attach electrodes and turn on the AED, or call for assistance. Turn on the AED and follow the instructions provided by the AED. C, dry the passenger's skin, attach electrodes, start rescue breathing, call for assistance, and turn on the AED.
I have no idea.
Question too. This one's actually a trick question too. Okay, first of all, it's B, it's call for assistance, and then turn on the AED and follow the instructions. But here's the thing. You would remove their clothing and dry their skin if they were wet or sweaty or whatever. And attach the electrodes. So A is right, but in all actuality, you always call for assistance first. And then turn on the AED because it'll give you prompts. But then as soon as you do that, you got to remove the clothing, you got to dry the skin, and you got to apply the electrode. So that's why I
hate screw that. And just throw it on them.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. That's the kind of questions we get in nursing.
Right.
That's the kind of question. You would throw C out because you're always supposed to call for help first. Always. It, when you go to take a CPR class, the first thing you can do is run up on someone and say, you call 911, you get an AED, and then you check them around, you know. So that's how they get you. That's how they
get you. Right. Yeah, they try to trick question you.
Oh, yeah. And here's the other thing. They love those, all of the above are correct, except, you always look for that little except. I hate those freaking questions because I always miss them. What are the requirements for a cover bandage? It may not absorb any fluid.
What are the requirements for a
what? Huh? Huh?
What are the requirements for that?
A bandage.
Oh.
It must be sterile. It can't be older than a year old, or it can't. Or it may not absorb any fluids. This is a gimme, guys. Really.
Must be sterile.
Yeah. If you've got an open wound, yeah, it needs to be sterile. I don't give a rat's ass if it's 10 years old. It's still a bandage. It's still gonna be sterile as long as that package has never been opened. And it will absorb fluids. It'll absorb blood, so that's why they give you these. What do you do when you see someone not breathing? Start CPR immediately. Put the victim in the recovery position. Continue with the breathing check or count pulsations. Yeah, okay. I'm going to tell you, don't count the pulse. Nobody cares. So it's either A, B, or C.
I'm going with B.
No. That's the recovery position is after you recover.
Oh.
If they're not breathing, you do CPR. Actually, that's not true. And here's why I answer this question. because you may not have to do chest compressions if they're not breathing.
I thought that the recovery position would be putting them in the position to recover them.
After they start breathing again, after their heart rate, their heart starts beating again. But if someone, here's the thing, when you come up with somebody and they're not breathing, you're going to check, do they have a heart, do they have a pulse? If they do, you're just going to do rescue breathing. But that's not an answer, because it says continue with the breathing check. Well, if you continue to check that they're not breathing, they're just going to die because they're not breathing. You see what I'm saying? So starting CPR immediately is not a right answer. It's actually begin rescue breathing. Okay, ready whenever Heimlich. How do you recognize an arterial bleed?
If it's
okay, arterial.
Huh?
If it's squirting.
Yep. Okay, now this is something that everybody needs to know. This is some of the signs of a stroke. What does FAST stand for? Face, arm, speech, and time. Fracture, arm, speech, and time. Face, abdomen, sleep, and time. Face, arms, speech, and treatment.
Last one.
Actually, the first one.
I was going to say that one first.
If that's the only two that it would be. That's the only two it would be. Nobody gives a shit about the abdomen or a fracture. For some of the signs of a stroke, that's what it is. It's face, arms, speech, and time. Also, have the person, if they have that, have the person smile. If both sides, if only one side of the face can go up, like to smile, that's a possible sign. Also, have their stretch out their arms equally. That's another sign. I didn't know that. In all honesty, I did not know that. The arm one.
The what one?
The arms. Holding your arms out straight and have them hold them there. With a stroke, they can't hold out both arms. Because usually a stroke will affect one side of the body or the other. That's why it says face, arms, speech, and time. Their speech will be slurred. Their face might droop. They might drool. And also the time. How long have the symptoms started? We already went over that one. Okay. This is kind of a dumb one, but someone's been stung by a bee. The stinger is still under the skin and needs to be removed to prevent anaphylactic shock. What do you do next? Remove the stinger using a pair of sterile tweezers. Good luck on finding sterile tweezers. Remove the stinger using a credit card or a butter knife to scrape it out. Come on, guys. That's an obvious. That's it.
I'll go with the first one.
Yeah, but good luck on finding sterile tweezers.
You just put it in alcohol for a little bit.
True. That's all you have to do, or hand sanitizer. But yeah, go ahead and use a butter knife to scrape it out. This one has more than one answer. They're actually giving it to you. So someone's allergic to peanut butter and they're going to anaphylactic shock. What do you do? Have them sit with their head between their knees and have them breathe deeply. Give them some water to cool the throat. Arrange medical attention. Give them some sweet drinks. Give them aspirin immediately. I swear to God, guys, there's only two right answers.
What was the second answer?
Give them water to cool the throat.
What was the third answer?
Arrange medical attention.
Yeah, I'll go with that one.
Well, there's one more.
What's the last one?
Give them aspirin immediately.
Oh. Yeah, either 3 or 4.
No, it is. Okay, it's get medical attention and give them aspirin. I had no idea about the aspirin part for peanut butter allergy. I did not know that. And that's probably because of whatever the salicylic acid that the aspirin's made out of. What does ABC stand for? Airway, back, breathing, C-spine, or circulation? There's 3 answers.
Airway, breathing, circulation.
Yes, ma'am. That's a CPR question.
Oh, jeez. I can't see nothing.
Okay. When dealing with an unconscious person, you should check up to how long for normal breathing. A maximum of 2 seconds, a maximum of 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 30 seconds, or 60 seconds.
Isn't it 15?
No, it's 10. 15 what? And no, it's only 10 seconds. Okay, having a what kind of pulse is a sign of shock? A slow pulse or a rapid pulse?
Rapid.
Yep. Very good. Okay. Here's a gimme. What's a scald? A burn by liquid or gas? A burn by fire? A break in your leg? Or being beat with a stick?
A burn
by gas.
Yeah, a liquid or gas. Yeah, if you get beat with a stick, that's called an ass whooping.
That's what Bobby needs.
Okay, here's another one. I think this is getting farther down to see if you're paying attention. What do you do when someone breaks an arm? Scream and run, put plaster on it, use an antiseptic wipe, or put it in a sling?
Bend it the other way.
Bend it the other way. Scream and run. No, I'm just kidding, guys. It's put it in a sling. With some of these people nowadays, I question their just, okay. This is a very serious question. Okay? This is a very serious question. There's 3 different things, 3 factors in the list below to contribute to date rape. Incompatible verbal and body language, gender stereotypes, hanging out with your friend, using straight talk, not straight talk to the phone, you just, you know, speaking like we are right now, or unclear communication. There's actually 3 choices.
I didn't hear the question. I was milling around.
What are factors to date rape? Incompatible verbal and body language, gender stereotypes, hanging out with friends, using straight talk, or unclear communication, and there's 3 choices. There's 3 rightest answers.
Straight.
No.
Oh. I was only half listening, no, sorry.
No, talk would be like what we're doing right now.
Right.
incompatible verbal and body language, usually you just you're not acting. It's not what should be in the norm. Gender stereotypes and unclear communication. They're just not acting right. They're not acting normal. This is a hard one. An abuser promises to change. At what stage? Would it be attention building phase, intimate or explosive stage, or the honeymoon stage? That's a hard one.
What was the question?
An abuser will promise to change, right? The promise to change. So
oh,
at what point
I
would
say,
that be?
I know what you're saying.
The tension building phase, the explosive stage, or the honeymoon stage?
Honeymoon stage.
And not honeymoon. Yeah. It's not like honeymoon after you get married. It's that
no.
initial phase. That, yeah. Where they promise to change all the time and they don't.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hang on. The victim believes the abuser will change. And what stage would that be? The tension, the explosive, or the honeymoon stage?
The honeymoon.
Yep. The thing about domestic violence, it could be, it's not just husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend. It could actually be parent to child, child to parent. Actually, anybody in a relationship, that's still considered abuse. So, or grandparent to grandchild, grandchild to grandparent, anything. But never tell someone who's in that situation, just get out of that situation, because it's not always easy to do. If you're in a domestic abuse situation, you may not be able to get out of it right away. You know what? Even also roommates. If two people live together or more, and there's that type of abuse or whatever, and it's not just physical, it could be emotional, verbal, any of it. So, know when someone, what you call it? Yeah. Okay, so an abuser has mood swings and is very unpredictable. That's in the tension building, the explosive, or the honeymoon.
Well, say that question again.
The abuser has mood swings and is very unpredictable. So when would that be? The tension building, the explosive, or the honeymoon?
The first one.
Yeah, the tension. Because you have no idea when they're gonna explode. Right. Danger physically, verbally, or sexually assaults the victim is during what? The tension, the explosive, or the honeymoon?
The first, or what was the question?
When the abuser is either physically, verbally, or sexually abusive to the victim, that's in what stage? The tension, the explosive, or the honeymoon?
Explosive.
Yep.
The first two.
Well, yeah, but the tension is building up to it. You don't know when they're going to do it. But when they actually do it, it would be when they explode and they go all friggin' ape shit. So the abuser will emphasize how much they love the victim during what stage? The
honeymoon.
The explosive, the honeymoon, yeah. Now, this one here, okay, now this one could be what Bobby was saying. So the abuser constantly criticizes the victim during the tension, the explosive, or honeymoon.
That can go one or two.
Exactly. That is attention, because, but honestly, I think it should be more of the explosive, but criticizing is not explosive. So I guess that's why they say it's attention.
Right.
Most poisoning take place in the home. True or false?
True.
Yeah. The risk of they went dark on these last questions. Damn. But these are actually important questions for people to know. The risk of rape is higher for women ages 30 to 40 than for women of other ages. True or false?
I think that's true.
Actually, it's false.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah. I would say 20 to 30. I'm not saying you can't be from 40 to 50 or up, but it is true.
It is true. Well, 40 to 50, they finally wind up a little bit.
Do what? Do what?
40 to 50, you finally get a little wide.
You cut out on half your what you just said. 40 to 50.
40 to
what?
50 years. You're a little wiser, and don't really give a shit anymore. So you can tell them to hit the road.
True. I thought it would be for older, for one reason only, but it is. Well, for younger, it makes sense because. You go out to bars and clubs and all of that shit, and you know, and that's why. But for older women, because they're weaker. But you don't see as many older women being raped, like 50 and over.
No,
you see some, but not many. So most acquaintance rapes involve the use of alcohol. On part of the victim, the assailant, or both?
That's a kind of trick question.
What?
It's usually the assailant, but not always.
It's both.
Yeah.
If you go to the club and you're drinking, one, and that's what they do, is they watch for women. Now, here's the thing. Acquaintance rape, date rape, any answer what you want to call it, can go either way. Men can be raped just as much as women. So, and people say, well, how can a man be raped? Because it doesn't matter, because a man can get an erection just by you touching it. So it has nothing to do with, I mean, yes, it does have to do sometimes with the mind, but not always. But that's why you know, they do make these covers that you put, they're called drink condoms, and you cover the top of your drink, that way nobody can drop anything in your drink. And they actually, and you can put a straw through it, but it protects your drink. kids who are victimized by bullies tend to get lower grades, true or false?
True.
Very true. The difference between playful teasing and harassment is the person's intent. True or false?
True.
False.
Yep. True. But here's the other thing. You also have to know the person that you're teasing before you cross that line. Because how do you know what I'm saying? There's some of this playful teasing that men and women can do, or men and men, women and women, whatever. And it can be considered harassment, but it depends on the person. So just know the person. You got to really know the person that you're joking around with, how far you can tease them or whatever.
Yeah,
the same
Bobby.
Thing can be. The same thing goes for jokes that you make. Remember we were talking about a while ago about pain? And, you know, when we tell people, suck it up, buttercup, same thing. You have to know the person that you're dealing with. At what point do you draw that line? So just watch out. comments can be considered sexual harassment even if the target welcomes the comment.
True.
They can still be considered sexual harassment, but if you don't think it is, see, that one, that's a kind of a gray area, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, at what point do you charge someone with sexual harassment if the person you were talking to doesn't think it is? And I think that's why the military has a lot of problems. It's because of how we talk to each other. The first responder law helps protect people when they render first aid, true or false?
True.
That's tricky. But no, it's a tricky. No, it's called what? It's called
the
good
Samaritan
law. Say it
was the question.
The first responder law helps protect people when they render first aid.
No.
It's the good Samaritan law. Now, the thing about the good Samaritan law. If you render first aid or CPR correctly and the person still dies, that's why the Samaritan law protects you. But if you jack it up and you fuck it up, then yes, you can be charged. You can be liable for it because if you don't know CPR, don't do CPR on somebody because you can kill them. So then the good Samaritan law would not protect you because you didn't do it right. So, gossiping and spreading rumors. Well, I don't like this question already. Gossiping and spreading rumors is an attempt to damage a person's reputation. True or false?
True.
Yeah, it's true. True. Except for whether it's concerns, it doesn't matter. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, he's not here to defend himself, so he's screwed anyway, so whatever. Okay. If someone's having a seizure, you should put something in their mouth so they don't bite their tongue.
True.
False. It used to be.
It used to be
they would tell them to bite down on like a stick or a brush, whatever, and you put something in your mouth. No, because now you run the risk of them breaking your teeth and swallowing them. All right, last but not least, harassment is all about power and control.
True.
Very true.
Very true.
Okay, now we're going to go on to, well, we only have 30 minutes left, so we're going to go on to, hold on a second. Okay. Music trivia, just because I found it, so. I got music and movies. So, what singer has had a Billboard number one hit in each of the last four decades? This person is not that old.
Whether at least 40.
Actually, they're older than 40.
They have to be. I don't know.
No. Mariah Carey. I did not know that. I didn't know Mariah Carey's been singing that damn long.
Right.
I didn't know she's been singing. I didn't know. What was Freddie Mercury's real name?
Who?
Freddie Mercury.
I don't even know who that is.
Who is he?
Seriously? You don't know who Freddie Mercury is?
No.
Wow.
Queen?
Oh, he's
Queen?
Oh, okay.
But that's not his real name. He changed his name to Freddie Mercury. You guys are going to have to go out way out on a limb on this one. It's not like Frank, Jim, Bob, Billy Bob Thornton shit. No. This is way out there that you probably will never get. Oh. Faroka Bosara was his real name.
Huh.
Yeah, I had no idea. I didn't know that yet. That's why a lot of actors and actresses and singers change their names, because of names like that. Which is nothing wrong with it, but it's not like something that's going to jump out at you. Who was the very first American Idol winner?
Oh, God. No idea.
Bobby?
You got me.
Kelly Clarkson. I did not know. I knew she won, but I didn't know she was the first one. Which member of the Avengers had a brief stint as a pop star? I didn't know what the hell her name was. I didn't know that she was.
I don't know.
Brie Larson. I don't even know who the hell she is. Before Miley Cyrus recorded Wrecking Ball, it was offered to who else?
Bobby Hornsby.
Stinky Lorna.
Beyonce.
Oh, you know, I guess I did know that.
Which artist's entire 1985 Live Aid set consisted of just a single cover song? Got to go way back on this one.
Boy, I thought I would be a little better on this one.
I know. These are all different. This is all different. All the way back. Wow, these are old songs. Or old singers. Elvis Costello. I did not know Elvis Costello was from back in the 80s. I had no idea. What rock icon was the founder of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Long-Haired Men? This goes way back.
This has to be Willie.
Actually, no. He did a movie. I don't want to say the name of the movie. Well, then again, you probably never seen it. Labyrinth. Think Labyrinth. So what rock icon was in Labyrinth?
Oh, shit.
Think Flaming Flamboyant. Because he was.
Boy George.
David Bowie.
Oh.
Keith Moon, John Entwistle of The Who are said to have inspired the name of which other classic rock band? Damn, we're going 70s, probably 60s, 70s. I'm not sure how old this band is. No, it might have been 70s, I don't know. Old band. Gen X music.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Led Zeppelin. Was Led Zeppelin in the 70s or the 80s or?
70s.
The 70s? Okay. In The Big Lebowski, the dude can't stand what band? I've never seen The Big Lebowski, so.
I've seen it once, but, God, I don't know.
The Eagles.
can't stand the Eagles.
Yeah, the Big Lebowski, the dude, whoever the dude is in the Big Lebowski, couldn't stand the Eagles. Who founded Motown Records? I have no idea.
Some black dude.
Think of Obama. What's Obama's real name?
Obama. Brian.
It's not Obama. Barry. Gordy. Never heard of him. I did not know this either. Before Phil Collins, who was the lead singer of Genesis?
Oh, shit.
I did not know. This is all 80s music. So, I didn't know he was the lead singer of Genesis. He's a one-hit wonder. This guy. Ready? Peter Gabriel. I did not know that. Yeah, I know. Wow. We tanked some of these 80s things. What was Madonna's first top 10 hit?
Like a Virgin.
No, I thought it would be that one, but it's not. That's when Madonna was a real singer, by the way, back in the 80s. Holiday.
Huh.
I haven't heard that song in ages. What rock star moonlights as a horror movie writer and director? Let me tell you something. He makes some of the goriest fucking horror movies ever.
Stephen King.
No, what rock star?
Oh.
he writes and directs horror movies.
Rob Zombie.
Yep. He makes some of the goriest friggin' horror movies. Some of them are B-rated, too, but...
Lorna's in most of them.
8 Mile is named after a road in what city?
Tennessee.
Chicago.
Detroit. Yeah, I forgot to tell you, it's Eminem's 8 Mile, that movie.
Yeah,
whatever.
And that wasn't his life story either.
It wasn't?
No, he stole it.
Oh. Paul McCartney credits what artist with teaching him everything he knows? This one totally blew my mind too. You know who Paul McCartney is, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The Beatles.
Who does he thank for teaching him everything he knows?
John Lennon.
No. Little Richard.
Oh.
I know. I'm telling you, somebody needs some old-ass fucking questions. What artist made up the supergroup, the Traveling Wilburys? Oh, yeah. Who was the oh, my God. Who are the Traveling Wilburys?
Never heard of them.
Sure you have. You've heard of them. George Harrison, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, and Jeff Lynne. I'm sure you've heard, you know what? Let's look up one of their songs. Because I didn't know that who it was. That's what I'm saying. Okay, that's what year, but let me see if we can find out what song. They started in 1988. And, hold on a second. Why does it help? I'm looking for the song. Come on. Well, that didn't help me at all. Hold on a second. What? What song? Okay, here we go. Sorry. I know it's taking a little off. So some other song. Never heard of it. Hold on a second. I hate dead air, you know, just dead silence. But as soon as the little thing keeps thinking, it'll tell me some songs. End of the Line. Oh! Handle with Care. So they actually, you know, Got My Mind Set on You. George Harrison, he did a remake. I Won't Back Down. You got it. All of that's what they sang. All of the songs. So I'm sure you guys have heard of them. Yeah. Okay, anywho. Who was the first woman ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Joan Jett.
Aretha Franklin. Okay, you guys may not know this. Which member of NSYNC was the replacement for another who quit before they got big? And unless you know who NSYNC is, I'm not even going to wait. Do you guys know who NSYNC is?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? So pick one of the singers.
Donnie Wahlberg.
No, Donnie Wahlberg was not a member of NSYNC.
The fairy singer.
They're not fairy singers.
Who's the fairy singer?
That was the Backstreet Boys in 98 Degrees, by the way. No. NSYNC was Justin Timberlake, Joey Fatone.
Justin Fagerlake.
But no, it's Nick Bass. Yeah, no, I actually, by the way, I went to their concert because I had two screaming 13-year-old girls that I took. Oh, you are not dull.
And you was the oldest one screaming.
I was not. I was screaming because my head was bleeding from all the girls screaming. Believe it or not, now I don't know shit about Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
He had only one top 40 hit. What was it?
Excuse me, while
you guys know Jimi Hendrix? Huh?
Excuse me while I kiss this fly.
I don't know if that All Along the Watchtower. That was his only top 40 hit. Art Garfunkel initially declined to sing one of Simon and Garfunkel's biggest hits solo. What was it? Bridge Over Troubled Water. He refused to sing it. Okay, Van Halen banned what color of M&M's in their rider? I guess that's their bus. So, what color did they ban? Of M&M's?
Green.
Which color got banned? Brown.
Brown.
Brown. I'll tell you some useless knowledge right here. The Day the Music Died refers to the tragic death of who? And this goes way back.
The
day that music died?
The day that music died refers to the tragic deaths of which artist? There's three.
Elvis.
You guys have, huh?
Elvis, Kurt Cobain, and I don't know who the other one would be.
No. It's actually one day. Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper.
One day.
They all died in a plane crash. That was an awesome movie. The one about Ritchie Valens when he came out. Yeah. Okay, this goes way, way back. Which classical composer was deaf?
No idea.
Beethoven was deaf.
Oh.
Yeah, who's the one that had one ear?
That I have no idea.
Kind of. Van Gogh. Cut off his ear.
Huh.
Let's see. A couple more minutes. Let's see. What video beat Thriller for Video of the Year? Okay. What video beat Thriller? Remember the video Thriller, Michael Jackson's Thriller?
Oh, yep.
Okay. What video beat that for Video of the Year at the first ever MTV Music Awards?
That's got to be it.
Wow. No, it's not. It's a group. But this is way back.
Partridge Family.
Not quite that far.
The Monkees.
The Cars. But what song was it?
Oh. I don't know.
You Might Think. You know the one, You Might Think I'm Crazy? It's a pretty cool song. Actually, it's a cool video, if you ever saw it.
I thought you were saying you were going to think you're crazy.
No, funny, smart ass, but no. What singer was born Georgios Kriakos Panayiotou? Okay, he's from the 80s. He's gay.
That was
a music
George.
You're close. It's not Boy George. It's the other one. Wham.
What?
Who's in Wham?
Wham.
The group.
Shit.
What? Jesus, man.
George Michael. I know who you're talking about. George Michael,
that was one of my favorite group. Let's see.
Okay.
Who was the first lead?
I don't know.
You guys are guesses to the mind. Who was the first lead guitarist of Metallica?
Bobby, you should know that one.
Who was the what?
First lead guitarist.
The first lead guitarist of Metallica. That's a Hinkle one. The Hinkle would know.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is. Dave Mustaine. Let's see. I'm skipping some of these. No. Let's see. Which the you probably wouldn't know that one either. Let's see. Okay, so the most famous, this is like a typo, so the song by Ike and Tina Turner, Proud Mary, was first recorded by who? Who recorded Proud Mary first? I didn't know
no.
that. I love
no,
the Who.
No idea.
CCR. I didn't know they said that. Oh, for those of you who don't know, if you're too young to know, that's Stephen Clearwater Revival, by the way. Damn. What? I know you guys aren't going to know this, but I'm just going to throw this out there. What languages does Shakira speak?
What language is
one of one? Shakira. She sings that song, The Hips Don't Lie. She's from, 2000s. She speaks more than one language.
I don't know.
She speaks English, Spanish, Arabic, French, Italian, and Portuguese.
Oh, wow.
What one-hit wonder sang Barbie Girl?
Barbie Girl.
Yeah, I'm a Barbie Girl.
Oh.
You know that stupid song? Who
yeah.
sang it?
I don't know.
Aqua.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out in probably the 90s or I don't know when that came out. Oh, you wouldn't know this. What rock singer testified before Congress about the Parents Music Resource Center? Wow. You're going to think Big Hair. Damn. It's the lead singer of this group. But he's from 80. I did not know he testified before Congress. Big Hair Band.
Big Hair Band.
I would say Ted Nugent, but I don't know.
Dee Snider of Twisted Sister.
Huh.
Do you guys know anything about Kiss?
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 Kiss. The group Kiss.
Yeah.
What member of Kiss wore makeup to look like a cat?
Oh, shit. Chris, Fudge. Come on, help me. It's Chris. Peter Chris.
Yep. Let's see. What legendary pop group got their name from the Brothers Gibb? 70s music here now.
What
I don't care why they call it a pop group. The legendary pop group, I don't know why they call it a pop group, got their name from the Brothers Gibb.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
It's from the 70s. The answer is in the name. This is more of, it's not pop music. I don't know why they say that. It's more, it's not disco. That's what I'm thinking of. Hold on. Let me get their names, because one of their names is, I'm drawing a blank. I could see them. Hold on. Okay, they're brothers. I did not know that. Okay. They're brothers. There's three of them.
The Jonas Brothers.
No, this is way back. This was way, way, way back in the the late 60s and early 70s. Hold on. Let me get, hold on a second. Let me try to find out. Oh, wow. Oh, hold on a second. Pressing, one of the brothers died. A tragic death. But, I think this thing's staying alive. I believe so. It was the Bee Gees. Barry Gibb, Maurice Gibb, and Robin Gibb. All right, we got one more. Holy shit, I did not know that. You guys know who Wilson Phillips is?
No.
Country group?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, there are three girls. I didn't know they were sisters, but Wilson Phillips are the daughters of which music legend? Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, and John and Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas. Wilson Phillips. Actually, was it country? Or was it country? I don't know. It might have been early. Hold on a second. Wilson Phillips. Let's see how they sang. I forgot. They sang One More Time. It came out in 1990. Hold On, You're in Love. It's that the one girl's kind of big. She went on a diet, that crash diet, and she I can't even think of what her name is right now. Save my life. Carney Wilson. She lost like 100 pounds.
We got 90 seconds.
Go ahead.
Great show, Kim. Thank you, and thank you, Lorna, for being with us. God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, veterans, military. And God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.